So here, the more likely it's okay. She got the lasatzmo behen al mahalchei agzera. Asher goes to Hashem ahem. The sishko nafsho al Hashem yisrema v'yisale, and you can be more calm. In other words, this is the closest thing to life itself. It doesn't involve anyone else, and it's what you need for your sustenance. So, just as Hashem gave you life, He gave you everything that you need to go along with your life. So here it's easier, it's more direct, it's more... You say, okay, I'll be talking to Hashem, He's going to take care of it. And anything that happens to him in this regard will be b'gzeiras Hashem. Shumatim biyoso l'matzavo b'olam hazeh u'olam habo b'tov l'achriso. You might not always like the result. Right? If a person doesn't have parnosa, there are people without parnosa, so they don't like the result of Hashem's gzeira. So it's, the Baal Bitochen has in mind that Hashem is doing it in a way that his life is being led in a way ba'ofen shehu mastim yosher l'matzov olam hazeh, and sometimes olam haba, sometimes it's a nisayon, sometimes it's a kapara, sometimes it's challenges that he has to overcome, those hurdles, and that's how he... That's how he works on himself, and that's how he changes, that's how he grows. So it's the best for him in Olam Haba. The person might struggle down here for 10 years, but because of that, he's getting Nitzchias in Olam Haba. So the Baal Bitochen knows everything's Gzeiras Hashem. It's Koshke, like this is a no-brainer. The first of his list, a person kishela atzmo and his basic sustenance, and he knows that Hashem goes there. B'shenil Hashem also b'kulam shaveh,